This is Earth and Sky on nanotechnology and new ethical, legal, and practical questions.
For example, scientists might someday be able to introduce nanomachines, tiny devices too small for the human eye to see, into human organs or cells. Say these devices could hunt down and destroy cancer cells. Meanwhile, similar devices might be used to enhance a person's physical or mental abilities. Ultimately, might nanotechnology change what it means to be human?
So there are questions about whether those kinds of integrations of humans and machines at the nanoscale are worth pursuing, and if so, to what ends and with what kinds of restrictions.
That's David Gustin, director of the Center for Nanotechnology and Society at Arizona State University. He's planning to conduct a series of citizens' forums across the U.S. in 2008. Groups of about a dozen private citizens each will study specific issues, ask the experts questions, deliberate, and develop reports. Gustin hopes the reports will help frame the way policymakers and scientists think about nanotechnology.
It's not the experts telling us what we should do and how we should live, but it's the citizens themselves querying the experts, how is it that you intend to help us live the way we want to live?
More at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.